everything, really.
What was a cook's boy's job, really? I mean, when you were on the steam towels, I mean, you went off and you spent a week out, did you, or longer?
Yeah, sometimes 3 days.
Yeah.
You come home with some more food. Yeah. Perhaps one or two of your mates wanted some food, and you collected for them, and then went back the next morning and kept it at the end of the week.
And this was doing what kind of work?
Cooking.
No, I mean, what were the ploughs doing? The steam ploughs? Were they ploughing, or were they mouldering as well? Or?
They do mouldering, yes, mouldering and coal.
So, I mean, any job that was needed of a steam plough at that time? Yeah. And
when you was cook boy, once you start to learn the driving part or the steering part of anything, you used to take their meals out, say the breakfast, if they was too far away for, you know, to come into meals.
Yeah.
And then you come back and went out again about 11 o'clock with the tea for the lemons. And then you carry on then. And
so how many people would be in a team? Five people?
Yeah, the cook boy including the cook.
And you'd be pulling behind one of the ploughs, one of the big sort of living wagons.
A bit of the foreman with them, you see.
Yeah.
And the driver for each engine.
Yeah.
And the steerer for the cultivator.
I have to say, got two engines for the crew, yeah.
But if it was if it was ploughing, you see, it needed two on the plough.
Yeah.
With a cultivator, it was just one man, you see.
Uh-huh.
And after I learnt to drive, if they was far enough away ploughing, when they was ploughing, you see, you'd go out there and take their dinner, and you'd ride up the field to the further away engine.
Yeah.
And when they'd all come back to the nearest engine, and you stop up there as cook boy once you've learnt to drive, and kept up there with the engine until the whistle went the opposite end for you to pull. And then you'd pull the driver up there with the plough, and then you'd come back on the plough back to your job in the van.
I see.
That's once you've learned it, you see.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then if you like to carry on, once you've got the steerer, if you like, but I never did carry that on, but I did do steering with the plough and cultivator.
Yeah.
But when I was about, between 17 and 18, I went onto the steam wagons. That was for road haulage, you see. Yeah.